You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
We're back here with the Sports Rabbi, Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show, Holy Land Hoops, where we bring you the best of Israeli basketball, all the way up north in Aria, down south in Lebanon, all the great cities in between, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and many, many more. And if you like this show, and I know that you do, make sure you subscribe to us, leave us a 5-star rating, write us a nice review, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Check us out on social media at The Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver it to you in both languages. And of course, make sure you sign up to Moshe Halichman's Hebrew WhatsApp group. Of course, all the latest basketball news coming to you in Hebrew on the WhatsApp group instantaneously. It gets to you from us. Lots of articles, lots of action going on. Make sure you check it all out. All the wrap-ups from all the Israeli basketball games are up there. If it's Holon, Maccabi Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, all the others, Hapoel Tel Aviv, the season's about to restart or start, and in essence, for the Israeli Basketball League. The Women's League has started. We have a bunch of articles up there as well. Jenny Sims back in the Holy Land with 27 points, 14 rebounds in her first game back. Not bad at all for her. And of course, we pray for the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, that are protecting us, those in Gaza, those in the northern border, and of course we will see what will be with the hostages being held by the evil enemy of Hamas. But let's turn our focus right now on basketball, and to do that I bring on board, of course, Moshe Halichman to talk all about the latest and greatest news in hoops across the Holy Land. How are you doing today, Moshe?
Doing well, happy to be here to speak about basketball.
And a happy Thanksgiving for those that are celebrating, Moshe.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
You ready for the big turkey?
Yes, definitely.
We celebrate Thanksgiving here on Friday night, so a little bit different in the Holy Land, but we will have turkey and all the trimmings and the cranberry sauce and all the pumpkin pie and all the yams and all that other good stuff coming up. But let's get right on tap with this. Moshe, Thursday night, Maccabi Tel Aviv. They play Barcelona. An excellent game. Maccabi Tel Aviv takes a lead after the first quarter, ties it up at halftime, Barcelona does, and they end up winning by 2 points, 92-90. Listen, it was a good game by Maccabi Tel Aviv, and at the end of the day, not good enough to beat a team like Barcelona. And to beat a team like Barcelona, you have to pretty much be perfect. If you're not going to be perfect, you're not going to win. But it was a winnable game, and that's the killer of this, is that they really should have won this game, and they could have been at this point 6-3, and now they are 5-4.
Yes, it's rare to say you had a good game as a team while you lost, but in this case, Maccabi Tel Aviv definitely had a good game, and still there was something missing there, and Maccabi Tel Aviv at the end of the day didn't deserve to win, and Barcelona did by a bit, and that's why the game ended by just the difference of 2 points. But a lot of positive stuff we saw from Maccabi Tel Aviv. If it's Wade Baldwin looking like Wade Baldwin, for the good and for the bad. If it's Antonius Cleveland scoring his first threes this season, playing great defense. And also there, like I said, there were a few stuff that made the difference also on the bad side. And he had a foul for free shots and the money time.
And technical, and he was thrown out of the game.
No, I spoke about Cleveland now, yeah, but yeah, Baldwin was got two technicals and the second one in the middle of the fourth quarter. And other positive stuff I saw is Jacio Rivero is just huge for Maccabi so far this season, really surprising everyone, and once again finishing excellent under the rim in each time Maccabi Tel Aviv needs points. Roman Sorkin continuing the positive games we saw from him recently. He missed an important three, but he still played very nicely. And there also are not good stuff. Bonzi Colson was good in the money time, earlier in the game, he wasn't too dominant. Josh Nebo, excellent first half. But after that, he started the second half bad and didn't play at all, which that's a question to Katash, why he didn't even try Nebo. Later in the game, Jay Cohen, excellent first half, like Nebo, started second half not good, and that was the end of him. And Lorenzo Brown and James Webb were the two disappointments, I would say. Lorenzo was okay.
He was 4 for 14.
Yeah, exactly. And he had that miss at the end. And I don't know why he took the shot and not someone else.
Or it was a poorly designed last play. At the end of the day, it was poorly designed. There should have been something else going on there. It didn't come out as the way that they probably had wanted it.
Yes, and also I mentioned Webb, so he didn't come in good to the game and didn't play second half. So that's how I would sum up Maccabi's players' games. Like I said, they really played good, but there wasn't one player that was a level above the game for Maccabi, and that was the problem here, because even Wade Baldwin, who was at times, he got the second technical foul, and it put Maccabi's chances to win much lower.
Right, whereas Barcelona had Nicolas Laprovittola with 23 points and 4 rebounds and 3 assists. And, you know, he was very good at money time. Alex Abrines didn't play in the first quarter, and then he came in. They were talking on TV, oh, he must be hurt, he must be hurt, he must be hurt. And they brought him in the middle of the second quarter, and don't worry, he played 23 minutes, scored 16 points. You know, there was no problem there. Let's look at the scores, then we'll go a little bit deeper into the game. Wade Baldwin, 19 points, 8 assists, 6 turnovers. That's way too many turnovers from Wade Baldwin. 13 points for Josh Nebo, 5 rebounds. A dozen points from Lorenzo Brown, but again, 4 for 14, shooting 1 for 5 from 3 is not going to be good enough to win the game. 11 points for Riviero in 20 minutes, 11 points for Bonzi Colson. Josh Nebo mentioned 13 points already. Jay Cohen with 7, Antonio Sleeman with 9 points, Roman Sorkin with 8. Menko, almost 6 minutes, no points. James Webb, you know, he was basically given a chance in the first half, never got into the game, and then he was wiped out of the rotation a little bit under 8 minutes and had no points. We should mention John DiBartolomeo and Tamir Blatt did not play. Blatt with an ankle injury. Now, John DiBartolomeo, they said he has a groin injury, didn't play. Now, I believe this injury, and again, I don't know anything, I didn't speak to anybody, but it was clear that he has not been the same player ever since that game in Panathinaikos, where he was incredible, and ever since then he's played very little, or he's played and he hasn't shot, or he hasn't been the same. So has he been carrying this injury for the last month and change? Listen, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. You know, we're not there. We're not in Belgrade where Maccabi Tel Aviv is playing. We don't have access to the players. Not that we had much access beforehand, but we have even less now. We rely on the team to send out, you know, quotes or comments. And for example, last night, they only sent one player, which is Bonzi Colson, and, you know, and the coach, and that was it, which is, you know, doesn't really give you very much. You look at Barcelona's side here. 23 points from Laprovittola, 13 points from Willy Hernan Gomez with 8 rebounds. You have 16 points from Alex Abrines, mentioned before, 11 from James Nnaji. Good game for him. He played some solid minutes. Jabari Parker with 10 points, but he was 0 for 4 from 3. 8 points for Nikolai Kalinic, which is just typical. And, you know, a few other players scored a couple points here or there. You look at Maccabi, where they lost this game, there's a number of places that we can, you know, see right away. First of all, the free throws. You're not going to win a game when you only hit 16 of 26 free throws. That's number one. That's a big problem. You left 10 points on the line. So easily that was part of the issue here. 19 turnovers. Very hard to win a game when you have 19 turnovers. It's not to say that Barcelona didn't have turnovers. They had, I think they had 17 turnovers. Maccabi had 22 assists to 15. You also, Maccabi Tel Aviv gave up 16 offensive rebounds. That's a big number. That's a big number. And with those type of numbers, you are not going to win the game. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Listen, they missed Tamir Blatt. They missed John DeBartolomeo on this game. There's no question. And this is going to be a game, another game where, you know, they could have won. They had some fans in the crowd, which was Maccabi Tel Aviv Soccer. They were there. The head coach was there, Robbie Keane, who said to the players, apparently, that he was planning on coming back to Israel after these two Conference League games. They've won Saturday and then won on Thursday. But bottom line is Maccabi Tel Aviv now has Real Madrid, who are 9-0, on Tuesday, and then they have Alba Berlin. So they're going to probably split these two games. They're going to remain one game over 500. They're going to finish 1-2, and they could have finished 2-1 from this, and they'll be 6-5 after this week, after next week, most probably. You know, your thoughts on, you know, which is not bad, which we have to say, there's no real fans there. They're not playing at home. To be one game over 500, you're carrying injuries. You're not playing. You obviously would have liked to have another player on this roster, which they ended up not signing because of the war. You know, your thoughts of where they would stand, you know, right now and a week from now. Thoughts on that?
Yes, I think Maccabi still don't have the edge to win a game like against Real Madrid. Not that any other team in the EuroLeague had for now. But this loss against Barcelona really showed that Maccabi's missing something against these strong teams in the money time, and something must be up with John DeBartolomeo, like you said, for a while. And I would even add that Tamir Blatt didn't play good at all last game, and who knows, maybe already then there were problems with his fitness. So it's definitely a thing to think about.
He may have turned it, you know, who knows.
Yes, and I think Maccabi Tel Aviv should beat Alba Berlin. Again, anything's possible. You never know. Suddenly, they come with an heroic win against Real Madrid, but I don't think. I think, like you said, they'll split the games.
Yeah, most probably that's going to happen. Of course, we're on here with Moshe Halichman, Josh Halichman, wrapping up the Israeli basketball week that was. Let's move on from Maccabi Tel Aviv to Hapoel Tel Aviv, and they were winners this week, Moshe. They were 103-99 winners over Badalona. Again, no defense to be found for Hapoel Tel Aviv. They were in the driver's seat pretty much for this entire game. They were winning, and you know, Badalona tried to make a game a bit late, but they were up by 10 points at halftime, 54-44, 83-74 after the third quarter. You look at their team, I mean, Xavier Munford was named MVP of the round, 31 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 35 efficiency rating. He was spectacular. Kyle Alexander, now, he was great. 17 points, 7 rebounds. He's just terrific. And we see now that there are tons of EuroLeague teams that are calling to see if he's available, and Hapoel Tel Aviv are not interested in giving him up, rightfully so. 18 points from Jalen Horden, 5 rebounds. Jacobin Brown, 17 points, 9 assists. And that was a quiet 17 points and 9 assists, by the way. You totally didn't feel his impact on the game, but you look at the stats, they're incredible. Brian Angola, 8 points, and of course, he's always good. 6 points from Idan Zalmanson. Barty Moore did not have a great game, but again, he didn't need to have a great game here. 3 points, John Holland, 3 points as well. Badalona, on their side, Deshaun Thomas, of course, the former Maccabi Tel Aviv man, 20 points, 24 points for Andres Feliz, 23 points for Andrew Andrews, who at one point played for Maccabi Haifa, if I recall correctly. Back on the winning track, they had lost 2 in a row. Now they're 5-2. Hapoel Tel Aviv, the Reds, got to be happy about this victory, Moshe.
Yeah, it's a very important win for Hapoel Tel Aviv after their last losses, and especially to beat a Spanish team like Badalona right now is super impressive. And Munford was huge to come after that horrible game he had against Promete, and suddenly pour 31 points is really amazing. Except him, I did like how Brown played. Obviously, Jacobin Brown in almost every game could play even better, but he was very good also in this game. And except him, I mean, Horde and Alexander are just beasts in the paint. And Hapoel Tel Aviv really looked good offensively. They knew for a bit better offensively, though on the defensive side, it doesn't look like they put a big effort, and they could have finished the game earlier if they really wanted to. John Holland, I think that worries Hapoel Tel Aviv. He had a good first game with Hapoel Tel Aviv in the Euro Cup after he was injured, and then since then things are just not working for him, and Hapoel Tel Aviv aren't getting enough from some of the bench players. But we'll need to see going forward. At the end of the day, this is a very important win, and Apolta, we've proved they're still one of the best Euro Cup teams.
Next up is Besiktas. They're 6-2. Very good team. We saw Besiktas here a few years ago against Cholon. Besiktas always plays tough. I have no doubt that they'll play tough again against Hapoel Tel Aviv. That game will be in Belgrade. Besiktas is a solid team. You know, they're well coached. They have some solid players. You look at their last game against Paris, and Paris is an excellent team who beat Hapoel Tel Aviv. They won 68-63. Paris is a high-scoring team, and they kept them down, which is hugely important in a game like that. And you have guys that, you know what to do. If it's Matthew Mitchell, if it's Jonah Matthews, who's played in the EuroLeague, Angel Delgado we're familiar with, of course, having been with Hapoel Cholon, and their coach Dusan Alimpievich has been rumored to Israeli teams before. Not going to be easy. They sit at 6-2. Hapoel Tel Aviv 5-2. So this is a big game.
Yes, and I think the key for Hapoel Tel Aviv is Brian Angola needs to be Brian Angola again, because recently his numbers may not be much worse than they were, and he had excellent numbers so far, but he's not too dominant on the game, and even when he's dominant, then it's too late in the game sometimes, or he maximizes his shots like he did in the last game, but he just doesn't shoot enough. So I think Hapoel Tel Aviv need to find the way to get Brian Angola to be one of the main leaders again, and anything is possible. They definitely have a good chance against Besiktas, even though they're a strong team.
All right, let's move on to Hapoel Cholon. Hapoel Cholon, they fall to Rio Breogán 82-72 after having beaten them the week before. This game was in Spain, and nothing seemed to be working well for Cholon in this game. Things did not get off to the start that they wanted it to. They were losing right from the get-go, and they never, you know, they made a comeback, but they never were able to get over the hump. Amin Nuah and Drew Crawford are 17 points apiece. Justin Smith was excellent with 15 points. He's been very good and brings good energy. CJ Harris with only 8 points, and he was only 4 for 11, which was tough. John Dawson had a bad game. 1 for 5, only 3 points. You need more from that. Nick Johnson making his debut, 5 points. Yotam Anokhi, no points in 14 minutes. RC, 2 points in about 10 minutes. 5 points for the captain, Neve Misgov, in that game. Mohamed Diouf, 17 points, was very good for them. Excellent. Connor Frankamp, you know, ripped them to pieces with 13 points. Justin Anderson, 12 points. Matej Rogela, 14 points. Cholon was brought a little bit back down to earth, weren't they, in this game?
Yes, and I think Cholon just didn't play their normal game that we saw so far, because suddenly we see Drew Crawford leading the team, which is great. Drew was huge, and he also had other good games for now, but it just wasn't Cholon we were used to see, definitely with Nick Johnson coming in for his first game. So it's a combination of a few things, but at the end of the day, Cholon still had a big chance. It's not like the opponents were in a huge day, and Cholon lost, and now they're in trouble. They're still in an okay situation, 2 wins, 1 loss, but can definitely go downhill from here, and it just wasn't Dawson's night, and his season for now isn't good. Obviously, we can't judge because of a situation, but we know Sean Dawson could do more, and his talent still brings him to bring okay numbers, but we know Sean Dawson could really be the leader of his team. And Justin Smith, like you mentioned, is excellent so far. Amin Nuah led the comeback. And Neve Misgav is fine this season, improving, like always. Yotam Hanochi had one bad game, but you know what? He still gave the rebounds, and he'll be okay. Netanel Artsy needs to find the way to start contributing offensively, because we just didn't see that since he joined Hapoel Cholon, and it could be a problem going forward. But let's see what Cherfi, Amit Cherf, makes from the team now with Nick Johnson. We'll give him time, and maybe if I'll be good.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have to see that. Now, next week they play Bursaspor. That game is in Bosnia. Bursaspor, very good. Michael Young, 18 points last game. 18 points, Anthony Brown. David Mutaf, 19 points. 20 points, David Michonneau. They beat Bonn, which is a decent team. They're going to be playing in Bosnia, and there should be thanks put out to the Turkish teams, both them and Galatasaray, that agreed to move their home games to Bosnia to help Israel. And that shouldn't we shouldn't take that for granted. That was very good of them, knowing what the security situation is, Moshe. And we have to give the Turkish teams a huge amount of credit, and a huge amount of credit to the Basketball Champions League, who we've ripped on plenty. We've ripped on the Basketball Champions League plenty. This was really a really nice gesture from these two teams. They could have said, you know what, sorry, tough luck. You're going to have to lose the games, you know, you're going to have to forfeit.
Yes, I mean, let's imagine a situation that there wasn't a war here and some EuroLeague team was playing against Maccabi Tel Aviv, and suddenly we hear that the game would need to be played outside of Israel, which means we won't be able to go to that game probably, because there's a war in the other team's country. I don't think we would be so happy with it, but now that we're in a war situation, we definitely understand, and I think it's really nice of Turkish teams. It's a big sacrifice from them, from the fans, the journalists there, and everyone, and we definitely shouldn't take it for granted, because if the situation was different and Israel wasn't the one in war and someone else was, then it's really hard to know how we would have felt about it. But now, exactly in moments like this, we understand how much solidarity is important, if it's the Israeli people for Turkish people or Turkish people for Israeli people. At the end of the day, everyone could be in trouble, like we see with the war of Russia and Ukraine, like we see with the war here. So the most important is just to do the right moves, even if you need a sacrifice, and the other side would give back to you one day.
Yeah, no question. Talking about the next team of Old Jerusalem, they play Galatasaray, also in Bosnia. Galatasaray, decent team. They're going to cause problems. Gerald Martin, Old Jerusalem, were off this week. So this is a big game, because 2 weeks ago they lost to PAOK 79-77. They want to get back on the winning track, don't they?
Yes, I'm not too impressed from Jerusalem so far. They won the first two games. First one was against Galatasaray. They didn't play well. The next game they beat Benfica, but obviously there's differences between the two teams, and then they lose to PAOK, and now they come to another game against Galatasaray, and Galatasaray almost won the last game against Jerusalem, so they definitely have a chance to win now and to put Jerusalem into trouble, and anything could happen. I think this game is super important for Apollo Jerusalem, and they really need guys to step up. Chris Johnson so far is stepping up. Levi Randolph, huge season for now. Yovel Zussman can do an extra step up. He definitely showed potential in some of the games, and Kadeen Carrington also would need to give a big game. Speedy Smith, and especially Zach Hankins, who for now maybe number-wise looks okay, but we know Zach Hankins could be the MVP he was last year. So I hope for Jerusalem that they'll find the way, because they have winners on that team. Morris and Dur, we saw for now, is doing a good job. Brinton Lamar, who wasn't good in the first two games, was good in the last game, and his plus minus for now is excellent. So I think Jerusalem have what it takes, but Cikic would really need to have them playing at their best.
All right, let's shift gears. Israeli League. Supposed to get back to action this week. Will they get back to action is the bigger question. First of all, Hapoel Galil Elyon was supposed to play on Monday in Cholon. in a game that's now been was rescheduled a number of times. They changed the time. Like, started at 5 o'clock, then it was supposed to be 9 o'clock, and then it was going to be 4:30. They were going to play Ben Saraf and Kiritata, and now they just indefinitely postponed it because both teams are obviously not ready. Especially Galil Leon, who's just signed James Feldine, who was with Paul Tel Aviv last season, and of course was with Paul Jerusalem for a number of years. That's off the docket for Monday. Tuesday, Beersheba, 4:30. Hapoel Beersheba, Hapoel Afula. And then Wednesday, 6:30, Herzliya hosts Ramat Gan. 7 o'clock, Hapoel Haifa hosts Nes Ziona. Moshe, are we going to see Israeli basketball action this week? How many of these games are going to actually happen, if any?
I think at least one of them would happen, but I don't know if more than that. And at the end of the day, at least the second division is coming back. And, you know, the war isn't positive, but there are a few positive stuff inside it. And we love you, Feldine. We're happy you're back here with Galil Elyon. And to see you lead the team again, like we saw at the time of Hapoel Jerusalem. So at least that's fun, that James Feldine is back in town.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good. We're happy that he's back here. But again, the question is, how many of these games are actually going to really happen? Beersheba, Afula just signed two new players, Moshe.
Yes, and Hapoel Afula, their squad looks not bad. Coming back to the league because they have Cassius Stanley staying and the two new foreigners signed, Cameron Shelton and Erlington.
Marcellus Erlington.
Yeah, Marcellus Erlington. So they do have a not bad amount of foreigners. Israelis, they lost already before the start of the season, Alex Trubrovich. So we'll need to see how it plays out, but Galil Elyon is in bigger trouble than them, and there's other teams like Hapoel Haifa in bad trouble. So suddenly a team like Afula, who looked in trouble after that first game against Nes Ziona because of a short rotation they have, maybe now they'll actually be okay.
I have a hard feeling. I find it hard to see that game happening with a full of two brand new players, and they're going to push that off. Herzliya, Ramat Gan, I could see happening. Both teams have been playing. Hapoel Haifa have no players. They have no players. Nes Ziona does. I just don't see it. No. And the league really has to sit down and try to do something that makes sense, because what they've been trying to do up to now hasn't made very much sense, and they don't look very professional, actually very amateurish. I know you want to start. I understand that. But look, the soccer league, we're supposed to start this weekend. They decided to push the games off a week because certain teams just didn't have their players ready. And that was the right thing to do. They're playing one game, which is a makeup game on Saturday. And of course, Maccabi Tel Aviv has a conference league game. But all the games will start next weekend. That is really what the Israeli Basketball League needs to do, is to just take a deep breath, take a step back, and start a little bit further on. Like, think a little bit. And on top of that, what's going to be with the four teams that are playing in Europe? I don't see any of them coming back to them. I mean, Cholon said that they're coming back and they have plane tickets. I don't see Maccabi Tel Aviv's foreigners wanting to come back. I don't see Hapoel Tel Aviv's foreigners wanting to come back. I don't see Hapoel Jerusalem's foreigners wanting to come back. I don't see it. Can they at this point? I don't know. I mean, right now there's this temporary true ceasefire, but it's only going to last 4 days, maybe a little bit longer. And then it's going to be back to the action again. At least that we, you know, at least from what we see here, according to Israel, who said very clearly that this war is nowhere near over, and they're just making this deal for some of the hostages. The Women's League started up this week. They had one full round of games, no foreigners. That was on Monday. I was at the Hapoel Lev Jerusalem game against Rishon LeZion. Excellent game, actually. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to be there. You can check out an article about that from coming back. First professional game in Jerusalem. So that was good. Check that out on sportsrabbi.com. And then also on Thursday night, Lev Yerushalayim played in the preseason tournament, semifinals, that, of course, should have, you know, been a couple months ago, whatever it was. They lost to Ramla. Of course, Ramla is the class of the league, and Jenny Sims just came back literally off the plane, jet lagged. I don't think she had to practice with the team. Scores 27 points, grabs 14 rebounds, and she was just dominant. Moshe, final thoughts? Did we miss anything? Any other things? Anything some people can look at on the Hebrew website?
Yes, I think the league is really not coming back in a good way, but I think they know that in any case, it can't be much better. And for just coming back, and you know what? At least that, at least there would be more games. At least that's on the positive side. Obviously, there's huge problems with this. I totally agree with you. But there isn't much of a choice. It's like, or this, or a bit better than this later on, or nothing. So we'll just take whatever it is. And you could find on sportsrabbi.com an excellent article of Nate Dror. He really analyzes Maccabi's loss to Barcelona. And Neil Dalal with a great article about Deni Avdija and the Washington Wizards. And my player rating articles, interesting facts, player profiles, podcasts. There's all kinds of stuff.
Where can people find you?
At Mo Blue Lion on Twitter.
Of course, me at The Sports Rabbi. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and Hebrew. We deliver to you both. Check everything out. Lots of stuff going on there. I want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, a Shabbat Shalom, and hopefully we'll have more good news over the upcoming weeks here from the Holy Land of Israel.